It's Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. When you just need feedback from other folks, you need...
It's group therapy with the Playhouse in the Morning.
All right, Pam, what are you stressing about?
Okay, so I need to know if it's wrong to go in and ask a place of employment why they turned my daughter down.
What?
To give you a little more context, I work there already, and I figured, you know, I'm a good employee, maybe on good faith, they would take in my daughter too, she needs a job real bad. And they haven't gotten back to her, and I don't know, would it be unprofessional if I just, like, went in and asked them why? I don't want to make it awkward, but, like, she just never got a call back, so...
I feel like if they give you an answer you don't like, you're going to be introducing them to Mama Bear a little bit.
For me, it's an age thing. Like, because, you know, we were exchanging emails and you said she was 23. I think if she's a teenager, I think, okay. Like, well, hey, why did you guys never call my daughter back? I think now in her 20s, they might just not want her, man.
Yeah, I think maybe just, like, take the hint that it didn't work out. You know what I mean? Can they even legally give you that information, even if you ask? Is that confidential to some degree?
I feel like most companies would probably say, just because you work there, and it helps that you work there. Yeah. If it was just like some random place and you showed up banging on the door like, why didn't you hire my daughter? That'd be pretty weird. Why didn't you hire my daughter?
Yeah, you can't go in that way.
Can't probably do that. So she's got some job openings at the place she works, Pam does, and her daughter applied for one. She's in her 20s, mid-20s, I guess, well, early 20s, 23. I know my mids and my earlies. And she's wondering if she can be like, hey, why did nobody call my daughter back? She applied for the job, and she's fantastic. Also, I have some fantastic art pieces from when she was 6.
They're in my office, in this building already, if you want to see them.
See how creative she can be.
No, thank you.
237, it's text 35270 in a Playhouse group therapy situation. It's Rosalind Snap, Y94. Playhouse Y94 in the middle of Playhouse group therapy for Pam this morning. Quick recap.
Okay, so I need to know if it's wrong to go in and ask a place of employment why they turned my daughter down. I work there already, and I figured, you know, I'm a good employee, maybe good faith, they would take in my daughter too, she needs a job real bad. And they haven't gotten back to her, and I don't know, would it be unprofessional if I just, like, went in and asked them why? I don't want to make it awkward, but, like, she just never got a call back, so...
Pretty much just wants to know why your 20-something kid's not getting a call back from the place she already works for some job openings they have. Is it weird for her to ask, though?
You know what? I would totally go to HR and find out what happened. I would find out why my daughter didn't get hired. I could help her out for the future.
Does it, you know, the fact that she didn't get a call back, though, I mean, doesn't it kind of say they're already not interested?
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for an awkward conversation, kind of.
Well, and that's actually kind of, too, in the text club. Someone said, you know, you could ask if candidates will be getting a call or email in regards to the position. That kind of hinted to, like, hey, have you got back to any candidates yet? But basically saying, asking for your 20-something-year-old kid undermines her skill and is embarrassing, which someone else points out, does your daughter even want you to ask that?
Imagine, like, oh, I was just wonder if we got any good applicants for the position over there. Maybe you need to have my last name and kind of look like me and are the spitted image of my eye and are just the sweetest little girls you ever met in your life. But I done enough for this company. She was 5 pounds, 6 ounces of love. Now she's 110
you know
pounds
what?
Of love.
I'm like, no, now you might be out of job. I just, like, it's so uncomfortable in that pretend scenario. I wanted to fire you.
it's a little uncomfortable, I think, the whole thing. What should she do? Should she say, hey, why don't you hire my kid?
I think she should probably just leave that alone. You know, her daughter's grown enough to handle that on her own, and plus you're supposed to set your children up to be able to fend for themselves and to be able to handle life. So I think that's something that's on the shoulders of her daughter to go do and follow up.
Sure.
And ask, you know, maybe what she can improve on, what based their decision, you know, on why they didn't hire her. But yeah, that's something I think mom needs to take a step back.
All right. And yeah, honestly, most text clubs seems to be thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and someone pointing out, you know, if anyone's going to reach out, it should be the daughter. The applicant should call the business if they're interested. I guess I'm curious if mom knows, did they hire someone already for this position? Who knows? Maybe they just are interviewing more people to find the best fit kind of thing. Someone else saying, could be even something in her work history that mom doesn't know about. Kids lie to their parents. Sure do.
Sure, absolutely do. Hello?
No, she needs to leave it alone and respect the boundaries, because it's like, you know, it's not really her role as like the mom. It's a totally different environment. She needs to kind of just relax and let it go.
Yeah, I don't know for really, other than maybe seeing some like kind of beat around the bushy type suggestions, there's really nobody, Pam, being like, yeah, you should go ahead and wage this war on your workplace on behalf of your daughter.
A lot of people are even just saying, like, if anything, have your daughter call and follow up would probably be a place to start, trying to find out if someone, you know, if the position is filled. And there's someone else saying, too, a lot of places will give you at least somewhat of a explanation on why you weren't hired. You know?
Sounds mighty professional thing to do, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? A follow up on an interview?
Wow. Wonder if why has nobody ever thought of this before? Have a good idea, actually.
Some even write letters thanking for the interview. That might be a little outdated. Is that weird? To send a letter like thanks for your time?
Email before.
That's okay. That's not so bad.
Yeah, I got an email before. That was okay.
Handwritten letter with a phone number in it. Weird.
Yeah. I don't, on like notebook paper.
Yeah.
Probably written in like red magic marker.
You got it.
Might be blood. You're absolutely not super sure. Weirdest place you ever got took it on a date? That's on deck a little bit before 8 o'clock. Bieber, Daniel Caesar's Peaches. Y94, the number one hit music station, home of the Playhouse in the Morning.